Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 18th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, a short-lived attempt to revise Utica's flag-raising policy was discharged, as the Utica Common Council could not reach an agreement during Wednesday night's meeting. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. The Madison County Board of Supervisors elected James Cunningham as the chairman of the board during a special meeting of the board on Monday morning. For the fifth time this season, Matt Shepard claimed the Three Bastards Brewing modified feature win at Utica Rome Speedway. Due to the forecasted extreme heat, the new Hartford, Whitesboro, and Rome School District have made several schedule changes. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. An attempt to revise the city's flag-raising policy was short-lived, as the Utica Common Council was unable to reach an agreement during their meeting on Wednesday night. The proposed ordinance, introduced by Katie Aiello, who represents the First Ward, aimed to add a new section to the city's Code of Ordinances. This proposal was a response to Mayor Michael Galeem's existing flag-raising policy, which restricts the display of flags at Utica City Hall to those representing countries and municipalities. Mayor Galeem implemented this policy to establish clear guidelines on flag displays and to shield the city from potential lawsuits that could arise from allowing any flag, including those that might be considered inappropriate or controversial, to be flown. Although the policy was enacted during the mayor's first week in office, it wasn't disclosed until May. This revelation came after the County Pride Association's application to fly the Pride flag was denied, sparking concern among local LGBTQ+ community members and their supporters. Mayor Galeem has defended his policy, asserting that it's not specifically targeted at the LGBTQ+ community or Pride Month. During the council meeting, the ordinance was discharged with a 5-3 vote. Joseph Bitar, the representative for the Third Ward, abstained from voting as he was serving as president pro tempore in the absence of Council President Rocco Geruzzi. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next. Due to the forecasted extreme heat, several school districts have announced schedule changes. In New Hartford, Bradley Hughes and Miles Elementary Schools will dismiss at 11:45 a.m. on Tuesday, June 18th and Thursday, June 20th. There is no school on Wednesday, June 19th for Juneteenth, and an early dismissal was already planned for Friday, June 21st. Regents exams at Perry Junior High and Senior High will continue as scheduled with air-conditioned test areas. In Rome, elementary schools will dismiss at 12:40 p.m. on Tuesday, June 18th and Thursday, June 20th, according to Interim Superintendent Michael Hoos. In Whitesboro, dismissal times are at 10:30 a.m. at Middle School and Parkway, 11:15 a.m. at Westmoreland Road, and noon at Deerfield, Harts Hill, and Marcy. High school exams will proceed as scheduled. From June 24th through 26th, these dismissals will continue, with no school on June 26th for Middle School and Parkway students. Stay safe and stay hydrated during the heat wave. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.